service already in progress.
And there was a little bit of how do you say that? Her body was talking to her, I guess you'd say. I'm a little uncomfortable to say the other thing. But her body was talking to her a little bit. She's a little uncomfortable. And some groups of ladies that were there prayed with her. And we left and went on back home on that Wednesday. And I went into the prison and preached and ministered at the prison. And come back home, and she told me that she wouldn't. It seemed like her body was trying to tell her something, and she wasn't real sure what that was. So she had checked, and she had a little bit of how would you say a little discharge of something there, and so we called the hospital and talked with them. They said, that's nothing. People do that all the time, and there's some ladies that will have their cycle through the whole pregnancy, you know. And I'm like, well, I don't need to hear all that. Just, yeah. And they said, but since you've called us, you need to come on in. It's kind of put us in a liability factor. You need to come on in. So we came in, and Amy had not had she started on the way to the hospital, started hurting some. And when we got to the hospital and they put her in the room, checked her, she had dilated 6 centimeters. Now, through all this time, you got a book back here in the back by Jackie Mize about supernatural childbirth. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if you know anybody that's pregnant or going to be pregnant, you got daughters, granddaughters, you get that book to them. Get that book to them. It gives you some good teaching out of there. Hallelujah. When we got there, she was dilated 6 centimeters, and Sarah Grace was coming. That's what they said. And I was like, Lord, what? And it was like a whirlwind had started. And by the time it was about 5 minutes, they had rolled her into the birthing room and checked her. And she was fully ready, fully dilated, ready to go. And we're at the 27th week. And man, the doctors, everything, they were acting like, this ain't nothing. You know, we're going to have a baby, you know. And I'm like, Lord, am I supposed to be? Is this right? Am I right? And so I just start praying in the spirit. And then they start telling us all these things that ain't right. They start saying she's positioned wrong. So they're going to have to, and she's trying to be born. And so they're going to have to do a C-section. So we go into the OR. They have Amy blocked from somewhere here down somewhere. I don't know how that works. But I'm up at the head with her, and they got this big blue thing up. She can't see anything going on, and I can see everything. I'm across on the side there. And the doctor is just... it's like she's got a hold of something real wet, you know, and it just keeps slipping. And she hollers out and says, I can't get her out. I can't get her. I need help. I need help. Somebody come help. And I'm watching, and she's watching me, watching her, the doctor. And I'm just praying in the spirit, you know, just praying in the spirit. And it don't matter, you pray in the spirit nowadays outside, they just think you're from a foreign country somewhere. Like if you're in Walmart or something, they don't even look at you anymore. They used to look at me, but they don't do it anymore. They just figure I'm from Italy or maybe, or Indian or something, I don't know. But praying in the spirit, watching, and finally the doctor grabs her and pulls her out. And what the holdup was her cord was wrapped around her neck, around her back, and around her right leg. Well, when they pulled her out, they couldn't get evidently they didn't get everything untangled because the cord severed. And when the cord severed, and stuff was going everywhere. It was terrible. At that point, what you see with your eyes. And when they pulled her out, she was as dark as, you know, and the devil's jumping on that. Oh, bless your heart. You know, and I just keep praying in the spirit. And they get her out, and a doctor comes out and says that she's stable. She picked right up on breathing. She weighed 2 pounds. 2 ounces, lost down to 1 pound 14. They told us that her left lung was not developed. She had a hole in her heart, and she had eye disease. Now, every day we stayed in the NICU from August. Well, we stayed in the hospital from August 9th to October 19th. And every day we would go in there believing God. Go in there every day. The manifestation of God's presence is in us and through us. And some people would not even talk to us because they thought we were crazy. We had one person, well, how can you look at your baby? How can you be so happy? Because of what God's doing. Look, we've had people to come against us about reading that book. What good did that book do you? You read that book, quoted all him. She was faithful doing that. Twice a day, faithful. See, the devil will try to get you to look away from Jesus. He'll try, if he can get you to look away from Jesus and look away from what the Word says, he'll get you. He'll get you. But if you stay and you look, hey, this is what Jesus said in that book. Just think if we hadn't have done that in that book. Just think if we hadn't have stood and spoke those things in that book. Just think if we hadn't have prepared the way for her coming based off the Word of God, what would have happened to her? You may not be looking at a little 2-year-old right now that has 2 awesome lungs in her body. She has no eye disease. God healed the hole in her heart. They come back in the room and they're about her hole in her heart. Oh, we don't know what happened, Mr. Ford. Her hole's gone. Hallelujah. God did that. Jesus did that. He done that 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. He done that. What he'll do for her, he'll do for you. Here in this place today, he'll do that for you. Yes, we walked into that hospital every day. We saw our daughter in an incubator. Yes, they told us that on the very first morning, they said, well, don't get your hopes up. Man, that is my hope. Jesus is my hope. The Word of God is my hope. It's her hope. It's Sarah Grace's hope. We're instilling that in her now. Hallelujah. So when we went into that hospital, we saw Jesus working. We saw the Word of God working. We didn't see the physicians working and the nurses working, even though they did work. They did do a great job. Hallelujah. But we saw Jesus working. You see a result here today. Jesus working. Jesus working in these two women, these two girls' lives. These are my girls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. I didn't think I was going to preach, but I'm preaching. Glory, hallelujah. You know, with her eye disease, you know, we spoke to doctor. They come to us, told us, said, with the eye disease, they said, I can't remember what stage it was. But we had to, they had to check her every week in the hospital. Every week came, every Sunday, hallelujah, good report. Good report. Bad report came. Every Sunday. But hallelujah, the Word of God says, the Word of God says that she shall see. She's whole and healed in the name of Jesus. That's what the Word of God says. You see, with her being with us, and we're under the covenant. We're under the covenant. We got all, we're heir to everything. Health, money, the whole shooting match, everything. So with her being part of us, she's attached to that. Amen. So she has the benefits just like we have. Hallelujah. If you want to put that together, the Lord wants me to put it together like this for you. It's just like if you work for a place, or if you've ever worked for a place, and you got benefits for you and your spouse, your children are covered. You see, your children are covered. Did you hear me? Your children are covered. It don't matter for children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Hallelujah. If you're standing in that covenant, they heirs under who they are subjected to. Amen. Hallelujah. Back to the eye disease. We left the hospital with what they said the eye disease. They even told us specifically, you go get her checked. We got your appointment set up. Same lady's going to check her. Been checking her in the hospital. And you go get her checked. If you don't, Department of Social Services is going to come get her. Now, why'd they have to say that? I mean, we're up there every day. There was children in there that, bless their heart, they didn't even have parents to come in there to see them. You know, see how the devil will throw a dart at you and try to get your eyes off of the Word of God. Get your eyes on the natural. Get your eyes on you. Well, I dared him say that about me. Don't matter about stuff like that. Hallelujah. We left the hospital. We carried her to the eye doctor the week after we got out. No change. Same report. This has been 6 weeks. 6 weeks. And then we go on the seventh week. On the seventh week, we go in and do the same routine. They'll put them drops in her eyes and get her all ready. And then I had to hold her in my lap on my knees, and they'll put these little, they look like paper clips is what they look like, up on their eyelid, on her eyelids, and it would open them up, and she'd look like one of these little dolls on a shelf that got little marble eyes. Looks kind of weird looking. And they look in her eye, and she goes, oh, let's check this other one right quick. And checked her eye, and her second eye matched up with the first eye. They said that her eye was completely healed, completely whole, that it was at the development stage of a normal child her age, not as a preemie. Hallelujah. And see, that's God's power.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast. Contact us by going to our website at comealiveministry.org or giving us a call at 704-486-0226.